With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Working straight through the weekend during his visit to Scotland, President Trump announces a breakthrough. It's a big trade deal.
The United States and European Union have agreed to a trade framework that establishes a set tariff on most goods.
15%.
President Trump says the agreement averts a trade war that could have sent shockwaves through economies around the world. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the deal rebalances the trade relationship between the U.S. and EU.
I think we hit exactly the point we wanted to find.
Trump had set Friday as the deadline for reaching a deal. I'm Mike Hempen.
Senate Republicans say the president is making it clear that he does not want a government shutdown. And they're urging House GOP lawmakers to tone down their approach to a September 30th deadline.
House Republicans jammed Senate Democrats in March with a partisan funding bill, which Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer reluctantly voted for to avoid a shutdown. But the political dynamics are different now. Schumer is under heavy pressure to fight harder against President Trump and his MAGA allies, heightening the chance of a shutdown if Speaker Mike Johnson tries to use the same playbook. A Republican senator who requested anonymity said, quote, "The fate of the appropriate bills to fund the government in fiscal year 2026 will be the focus of the GOP conference before it leaves for a four-week August recess." Bernie Bennett reporting.
From the upper Midwest to the south to the east coast, the dog days of summer not letting go. Various kinds of heat advisories, watches, or warnings have been posted in well over two dozen states. Add to the heat, the stifling humidity makes it feel even hotter than it actually is. There's a manhunt underway in northwest Arkansas after a couple was killed while out hiking with their two young daughters. Happened in Devil's Den State Park. On Wall Street, Dow futures 26 points higher. This is SRN News. A new look at religious expression in this country.
First Liberty Institute has released a ranking of the 50 states according to how good a job they do at protecting an individual's religious freedom. Florida finished number one overall with a score of 75% out of 100. Second place is Montana, followed by Illinois, Ohio, and Mississippi. At the other end of the spectrum, First Liberty puts West Virginia in last place amongst the 50 states when it comes to protecting religious freedom, followed by Wyoming and Michigan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers of Wisconsin will not seek a third term in 2026. Creating the first open race for governor in the key battleground state in 16 years. Evers was especially liberal, setting himself up as a defender of abortion, transgenderism, and the LGBT agenda in general. He battled Republicans in the state legislature. The GOP lawmakers had blocked many of the governor's proposals. This is SRN News. A Seattle Mariners great headlines baseball's 2025 Hall of Fame class at Cooperstown.
Ichiro Suzuki became the first Japanese-born player to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame on Sunday in Cooperstown. The former AL MVP and 10-time All-Star outfielder fell one vote shy of becoming the second unanimous selection. Suzuki was joined by CC Sabathia, a 6-time All-Star who won the 2007 AL Cy Young Award, and relief pitcher Billy Wagner. Dave Parker and Dick Allen were honored posthumously. I'm Gethin Kulbaum.
Chinese online retailer Temu is being accused by European Union regulators of breaching the bloc's digital rules by failing to stop the sale of illegal products. The preliminary findings released today follow an investigation that was conducted under the European Union's Digital Services Act. More details at srnnews.com.